finding new market opportunities for cotton is one of the most important goals of Cotton Incorporated, and one way they've been able to do that is by teaming up with Mulch and Seed Innovations in northern Alabama to make an all-natural fiber hydro mulch from the byproducts of ginning. According to Cotton Incorporated's Director of Cotton Seed Research and Marketing, Tom Wiedegardner, byproducts left from the cotton ginning process create nearly 2.5 million tons of biomass each year. This is something that Andy Ellis, president of Mulch and Seed, says they've been able to put to use for erosion control.
We have a really good erosion control product along with a really good grass growth. Our product is all organic. It helps. It does nothing but help the soil and help the grasses or whatever you're wanting to grow.
Ellis says the technology behind the hydro mulch takes advantage of cotton's natural characteristics, preparing it for long-term erosion control through accelerated seed growth.
The cotton fiber, what it really does, it acts as a tackifier to help bond or make a web netting of the straw, attaches it to the soil, and just makes a really, really good product for erosion control.
Ellis notes that they started back in 2004 with one product and now have four different products for different slopes and applications, thanks in part to the partnership with Cotton Incorporated.
We've got some in Europe and pretty much cover the whole U.S., and we're proud of that. It's been a lot of hard work and been a lot of people involved in helping that get done. Tom's done some promotion work with us to help us on promotions and some advertising issues and some testing things. So, you know, without Tom and Cotton Incorporated, we wouldn't be where we were today. We'd still be behind the eight ball.
You can find more information at mulchandseed.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.